you know, somebody come along and throw a fire in there one night. And we had it full of wood. And it caught fire, and it was really burning, really going. And two of the boys from college, about 1, 2 o'clock at night,
from where?
From down here to college. They come along and discovered it, and come down here and woke the ladies up and told them about it. And they took some, took the little hose and tried to out it, but they couldn't do nothing with it. And it done burnt up and burned into the other little house, and had to call the fire truck. I woke up, not fire truck coming in here. Boy, I was upset. I got out of here.
I guess so.
Yeah. We eventually got it out, but the wood, some of the wood we had, is holler under it, you know. It had got a fire under it, and the water couldn't get to it. Man, kind, they used a whole tank of water out trying to get that fire out, but eventually drug it out, knocked the back end out, and got it where they could get the water to it.
Excitement around here.
Sure did for a while. And if they had to woke up, it might have catched the big house afar, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
The wind had been from out of west, best of burning up the house.
I ask you about an expression. Say if somebody came into your front room and left a door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, what would you tell him? Just walked in and left the door wide open.
Well, I would ask him to close it if it needed to be closed. It's the way I see it. I just ask him to close it.
You ever heard people say anything else? Close it or?
Shut the door.
Yeah. Do you think anyone was more polite than others?
Huh?
Would one close the door or shut the door, would one of those be any more polite than the other? Nice way of saying it.
No. I don't think either way it amounts to anything either way. Because they both mean the same thing. Close and shut.
Well, tell me, around here, before people had indoor plumbing, did they have a toilet out back?
Sure, right.
What was that called?
They called it toilets, outdoor toilets, place to go.
Still see those every now and then, don't you?
Yeah, occasionally you do. Because I had to use one of them when I lived in my house.
Ever heard that called outhouse?
Yeah, some people will call it that, but an outhouse is like this little house here. It's what I've always heard it called. Tear it out to the outhouse, or go to the outhouse and get such and such.
Just a little storage place?
Yeah.
Around here, what kind of buildings did people have on their farm?
Old plain boarded houses, most of them, until things got boomy and they got to make a lot of money, and then they got to build in nice homes. Sometimes I think about, it seems like the people think they're going to stay here forever, you know. They build in brick homes and have everything look like to last forever if they could get it that way. And spend a lot of money, you know, what I'm trying to say.